Hey everyone, welcome to For Golden Girls. What? I'm not even going to start over. Welcome to For God Girls, the podcast. I'm your host, Jasmine. I don't even know what episode this is. And I'm going to be honest and transparent. It's 10:09. I am sitting in my bed. I pulled my little side table up. I hooked my mic up to that. I have my laptop sitting on my lap, looking at GarageBand, and I'm literally recording this in my bed under the covers. And I'm not going to edit any of that out. It might not be no intro music. There might not be any intro music. I'm going to try to stop talking like that as well. Because I'm about to get back on my stuff. But yeah, I'm not editing any of this. I'm going to just post it. It's going to be a raw episode. And that's just what it is, because I made a promise and a commitment to myself that I would not skip any episodes and that I would just give y'all real and raw, and I would be committed to this and persist and do this. And I'm all about keeping promises to myself this year. That's a very big thing for me, to just be committed to anything that I put my mind to and to just have a more disciplined life and keep promises to myself. And so, because I believe if you break promises to yourself, you will do it to anybody. And if you can't commit to yourself, if you can't be disciplined and take care of yourself, then you can't show up that way for other people. And as I just like look forward in life, I want to live a new type of life. Like, I'm just so excited for the woman I'm becoming, and this is a part of it. This is a part of my practice. It's just showing up for myself, for other people, and being committed and doing what I need to do when I can. With that being said, that's kind of what this episode is going to be about. Because I had a bunch of different things in my head this week, but I was very busy and I never got time to really sit down and do the work I wanted to do to produce the type of episode I wanted to produce before. So whenever I do have ideas, I try to ask God, try to really talk to God about it, so that like I don't want to just do stuff because what I want to do, because it's Women's History Month or stuff like that, or just because that's what's in my mind and my heart. I really want to be used as God's vessel, and I really want to do this for him, not just as something I'm doing. And so I really try to like pray and make sure that this is not about me, and make sure I'm not just showing up in a way that is selfish or self-serving. And so when I got in bed, well, really it was before I got in bed, I realized like I have not recorded that podcast yet, and tomorrow is Sunday. And so I sat down and I just asked God, like, what you want me to say? What do you want me to talk about? And he said, like, this, how you're committing to this, how you are, you know, changing your mindset and just what it means to show up and just push yourself a little bit further than you normally do. So that's what I'm going to talk about. And now that I did all that, of course, let us pray. Let's go to the Lord and thank him. So dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this day. Thank you for this opportunity. Thank you for just bringing us back to this point for another week. Thank you for the start of another great week, Lord God. I ask right now that you would fill my presence, fill my room, fill this podcast airwaves, fill everything with, fill me with your Holy Spirit, your Holy Presence, Lord God. I ask right now that you will use me, God, to speak to your people, to just speak a word from you. I just pray that you will use me, Lord God. I ask that someone will be encouraged, uplifted, and inspired to seek a deeper, more meaningful relationship with you, that they would just feel closer to you, that they are inspired to just have their own relationship and conversation with you, Lord God, from something that is said here. I just pray that you use me in that way, or in whichever way that you choose to use me, Lord God. I ask that you would just use me and use this platform, use this podcast. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. So yeah, I'm literally sitting in my bed. But as I was saying, this year, I'm pausing because, like, I struggle with telling, like, personal stories. I don't know. But for me, I'm turning 30 in a few months, in 6 months, and it's a big deal in my head. And it's not the big deal I thought it would be, but I'm excited, and I just can't help but sensationalize the year 30. And while I am excited and I am sensationalizing it, I'm doing it in a much different way than I thought. You know, I thought I'd be married, have kids, all that, and I don't. And I'm not sad about it. I'm happy. I'm very proud of the woman I am. And I know it's not what 15-year-old me thought. It's not what 20-year-old me thought. It's not even what 25-year-old me thought. But I could not be more proud of who I am right now. Like, I'm just, even if my soul left my body, I feel good about who I am at a soul level, who the heart that I have, all of that. It has nothing to do with the things I have, has nothing to do with how I look, the job I have. It has everything to do with what's inside of me, the things that people cannot take away, all the life lessons I've learned. And so that's what I'm proudest about taking into the year 30. I think I am the best woman I've ever been. And so I'm really happy about that. I'm really excited. And as I mean, I still have more time before I get there. And I don't have a threshold of like where I want to be spiritually and as a woman, but I know I have more growth to get there. And so as I was thinking about it, I was just like, well, what can I do to live a better life? And this has nothing to do with 30, 31, 32, 69, 73, 80. It has nothing to do with that. Just as I continue to live life, I think to myself, what can I do to make this life better? Like, how am I showing up? And for me, this year, I wanted to commit to just being more disciplined and just living a better, more fulfilled life. And I think I'm doing that. So right before I turned 29, probably around the same time last year, I really started like a health journey. I had lost 30 pounds, all of that, and I gained it right back. And I think when you make a lifestyle change like that, I didn't know how to sustain it. I did it, but I didn't realize what the sustainability of it was and how you have to constantly keep working at it. So once you get it, you can't just be like, okay, well, I did that and move on, which is what I did. Like, I lost the weight and then I was like, okay, well, I can eat a Chick-fil-A again. It's not gonna hurt me. And now 30 pounds later, I'm like, all right, I gotta get back to where I was at. And so with that lesson, and I'm okay having that slip up because I think that is the ebb and flow of life. And so I'm really excited because now I have the knowledge. I have that in my toolkit. If I did it once, I could do it 3 more times. So that's what I'm excited about moving forward in life. Every time I gain a new skill set, and I can put it in my toolbox and I can pull it out when I need it. But most importantly, sustainability and balance in life. Because it's not that I can't eat cake, or it's not that I can't take a day off from working out. It's about balance and knowing when to push and when to pull. And I thought about that today because as I become more self-disciplined, my friends can tell, and they can speak to this, that I used to be the treat yourself friend. I really just supported doing whatever you wanted to do, whenever you wanted to do it, because it's your life. And not in like I would never let them do anything terrible. But if they were like, oh, I really want to stop and go to Sonic and, you know, get a ice cream sundae, I'm going to say yes. We riding. I don't care. And I wouldn't tell them no now either. But I've always been the type of person. That wasn't a good example. I'll say, like, if my friend was like, they didn't feel like doing something that they needed to do or that they said they were going to do, I'd be like, this is a judgment-free zone. I don't care if you do it or not. And I really didn't. I support taking breaks. I used to be the main one to tell people, like, if you feel like you can't, don't do it. If you don't want to do it, don't do it. Whereas now, I may try to convince you if it's something you said you wanted to do. Like, okay, go ahead, keep that promise to yourself, or it's not going to hurt you. You can knock it out real quick. I try to be that type of friend now because I was very undisciplined in my life and I used to not do stuff I didn't want to do. But now I know what it means to show up for yourself. And so I try to encourage people to do that and to look at it that way. But also, with that being said, I don't want people to feel like I push people now or that it's that way. It's not. I understand taking breaks. I understand having days where you cannot do something and giving yourself that grace. I still will always advocate for that. When you think you can't, just do a little bit. And even if it's not what you wanted or what you thought you needed to do, give yourself the grace to say, okay, well, you gave it your best effort. You tried a little bit here. And today is just not the day. But that's where the balance comes in, because you can have a treat yourself day, but you can't do that every single day. Some days you got to show up. Some days you need a break. And I think that's what life is all about, balance and sustaining, because you cannot always be full steam ahead. Sometimes you have to stop and fill up your tank or stop and charge your battery. Life is not just go, go, go. And so that is just one of the many things I've learned in this decade of my life, really, because I don't think I had this problem when I was a teenager. But throughout my entire 20s, I've tried to be the girl boss, where I was determined to make as much money as I could, and I ended up getting burnt out. And then once I got burnt out, I was like, well, I'm not working that hard ever again, you know, and I hate that. I don't know, I hate it. But because of a certain thing that happened to me, I went to the complete opposite, where I was so burnt out, I couldn't put that effort back. But what I had to realize is that, like, I have an entrepreneurial spirit, and just because it didn't work out the first way I tried it doesn't mean I should stop. And it's about learning what works well for you. How do you balance it? What is sustainable? And I think that's a big word for me right now. Sustainability. Figuring out what keeps me going, what I can do. So even right now, where I'm back into this health journey, I don't run like I ran last year. And I lost weight very fast, but my body, I remember how my knees, my back felt when I was running like that. And so now, because my goals are a little different, I'll go for walks, because one, that helps with my mental health. It's easier on my body. And I'm just okay with who I am. Like, I don't care. Not that I don't care how I look, but this is my body. I have to love it. And I'm not going to get into, like, the body dysmorphia or anything like that. Like, I have to just be who I am and love who I am, because this is who I am right now. This is what's sustaining me. This body is taking care of me, and I'm going to take care of it the best way I can. And so I've just become this person that I guess it's like mindfulness of just thinking through things and not being so critical of myself, not being so, I don't know, down and just negative. I have bad days. I have bad days. I do have bad days where I can't see the light, I'm not gonna say I can't see the light, but I'm just sad or I'm depressed, and I can admit that. Like, I can say I don't feel good. I don't like I'm having those negative thoughts, but I have enough in my toolbox and just in my life experience where I have this journal where I literally have like facts written out to wake up and renew my mind, that this, you know, take captive every thought. And it's work, but I know the difference between my mind telling me a lie and the truth of what my life is through God, through the Bible. And that has helped me tremendously. I am able to support a lot more people, I think. Is that what I want to say? I'm able to support and show up for people in a different way because of my own personal experiences and things I've been through and how I've practiced these things myself. And I still practice them. You're not talking to somebody who, you know, hasn't been through it. I have, but I still push through it because, like, it's so easy to be a victim. But as soon as you make yourself a victim, that's what you're going to stay, because you're the only person making yourself a victim. Nobody even has to know what you have going on. But you make yourself a victim when you let those lies resonate in your head. And I'm not going to say let, because I truly do know what it is to struggle with depression. And I truly understand what mental health is and that it's not easy to get out of that dark cloud sometimes. And it has taken me a lot of practice. So I would never speak to it like you're letting this happen to you. However, all you need is that little seed of faith, that little mustard seed of faith that God can do it. And every day that you wake up and start with that little mustard seed, it gets bigger and bigger and you will just feel better. And I know that's so easier said than done, but I've done it. And I'm here to tell you, you can come out of anything. You can overcome anything, whether it's depression, whether it is just any type of setback in life, overthinking, anxiety. It doesn't have to even be just, well, I don't know. I feel like it is a mental thing because that's where it starts. That is where it starts. It starts in the mind. And I think often about this concept of how, you know what? I'm sorry, I paused to look at my bookshelf. Because when I was young, I want to say, I don't know, I must have been in high school. I got this book, The Mind is a Battlefield by Joyce Meyer. And I didn't even, you know, I didn't know who Joyce Meyer was at the time. But it is. Every day when I wake up, I have to choose to be a positive person because I don't always feel that way. But practicing gratitude, it really is a practice. It really is a choice to change my mind. Because naturally, I can see when it's things around me that I don't like or that's, you know, not in alignment with what I want. And I could be negative and I could say, I hate this, or this is really, you know, irking me, yada yada. Or I could choose to believe that God is going to fix this, that, you know, I'm so blessed to even have this opportunity to be here, even though these people getting on my nerves. That's a choice. And it's hard to wake up. I keep saying wake up, but it's hard to choose to do that every day. It is so easy to be irritated. But why? Why be irritated when I can be blessed? That's how I feel about it. So I'm doing a little rapping, I guess. Like, I don't know how I got here, but I love the maturity and the growing in God that I've done. And I encourage everyone to just develop this relationship. And I guess I want to drive home the point that it's more than praying and talking to God. You want to be able to hear him talk back to you and hear what he has to say to you. And one of the best ways to do that is to read your Bible. Because it has the facts about who God is, who his character is. And that way, if you know who his character is, when he is speaking to you outside of the Bible, you'll be able to easily identify him because you know what he sounds like. You know what he would say to you. You're not going to be confused about who he is when he shows up in your life. So that's one reason to read the Bible, to familiarize yourself with God's character. Two, to familiarize yourself with who he says you should be, who he says you are already. He tells you these powers that you have and ways to call upon him and things that you can do as a child of God, the ability and I'm looking for the word, but the abilities that you have, the power that's in your tongue, what you're able to do as a child of God and in the name of Jesus. And so when you read your Bible and you familiarize yourself with that, it's so much easier to overcome the lies that the world tells you about yourself, that your mind is telling you. It's so much easier when you spend that time and you get to know who God is. What else about God and reading your Bible? I think it's just really, it gives you principles to live by. It gives you practices to have. And it's just really, I feel like most of my life I was searching for, like, dang, you know how in high school you have your guidance counselors and they teach you all the steps to get to college. Like, you know what to do next because they laid it out for you. And I remember one day at my old job, I had said this to this lady. I was like, I just wish it was like a guide to life. And she was like, the Bible. And I didn't roll my eyes at her, but I was like, yeah, you're right. But I just was like, okay, yeah, duh, yeah, she's right. And even then, that was 5 years ago. It took me to last year to really get in my Bible and not just looking at the Bible app, looking at the verse of the day and being like, oh, okay, that's a cute verse. Like, no, I'm reading chapters. I'm reading books, not just chapters. I could read. Well, no, some books are small enough to read in the night, but really studying and really getting in there and looking at the story of the Gospels and when Jesus came here and, you know, did his work and seeing that and knowing that, and it just changes you. It really changes you, and you may have the best life already, but I promise you it's going to change you. It's going to change how you show up for other people. It's just going to change how you walk, what you do. It just changes. And so I'm grateful for everything that this, you know, how my life has transformed. And I'm just so committed to going forward and continuing to do better. And what I want to emphasize, I feel like I say this a lot, and it's not to deter anybody from getting close with God, but it's not easy. It's not easy. And obviously, when you get close to God, you know, the enemy, that's not, he don't want that. So I never want to mislead people to thinking like, oh, it's going to, like, it is a joyous walk. It is the greatest love you could feel. It is a good feeling, without a doubt. It brings you peace that surpasses understanding, without a doubt. But it is a battle. And that's in the Bible. We fight not against flesh, but we fight in the spiritual realm. And it really is about a battle. And you will be surprised the attacks that may come to you. However, you have the tools. And if you stay with your tool belt. Ooh, you know what? All right, I'm going to get y'all the scriptures on this. Because I think it's really important, and I hope that I highlighted and left them somewhere good. I don't know why I always feel like I'm gonna cry. I just be out of breath. This is why I need to lose weight, like, because I just feel like I'm talking from the back of my neck, and I'm just like, I just always sound sad. But I'm not sad. I'm happy. I'm happy I recorded this. I'm happy I'm about to go to bed when I'm done. Okay. So first thing, first one. Okay. What I was just saying about getting close to God, I don't love the King James Version, but I feel like it's very accurate. It just, you know, I don't be speaking that King James. But this is Ephesians 6, verse 10, King James Version. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Stand therefore, having your... Lord, forgive me, but I had to stop it right there. All right. I'm still reading the same verse, but I'm going to go to the Good News Bible now. So now, it's the same chapter, same verse. So let's say it's Ephesians 6, 10, and I'm going to pick up on 13. No, I'm going to read the whole thing again, actually, because I feel like you need to hear it. The whole armor of God. And this is what I was just saying. So it's Ephesians 6, verse 10 is where I'm starting. And I'm going to end at 18. Finally, and this is the Good News Bible. Finally, build up your strength in union with the Lord and by means of his mighty power. Put on all the armor that God gives you so that you will be able to stand up against the devil's evil tricks. For we are not fighting against human beings, but against the wicked spiritual forces in the heavenly world, the rulers, authorities, and cosmic powers of this dark age. So put on God's armor now. Then, when the evil day comes, you will be able to resist the enemy's attacks, and after fighting to the end, you will still hold your ground. So stand ready, with truth as a belt tight round your waist, with righteousness as your breastplate, and as your shoes, the readiness to announce the good news of peace. At all times, carry faith as a shield, for with it, you will be able to put out all of the burning arrows shot by the evil one. And accept salvation as a helmet, and the word of God as the sword which the Spirit gives you. Do all this in prayer, asking for God's help. Pray on every occasion as the Spirit leads. For this reason, keep alert and never give up. Pray always for God's people. I want to emphasize verse 17. And accept salvation as a helmet and the word of God as the sword which the Spirit gives you. You need to read your Bible because that's how you're going to know God's truth versus the world's lies. That's how you fight it. That's when you're having those mental days or those spiritual battles and you don't know what to do. Your Bible has the answers. Your Bible's going to tell you the truth about yourself and remind you who you are. The devil doesn't have to do much because he uses our own minds against us. We are sitting here calling ourselves victims, saying we're never going to be able to do this, never be able to do that. The devil don't even have to bother you because you're not even starting what you need to do because you're already he in your mind. So I just encourage people constantly, like, you got to start reading your Bible. I believe in prayer, but the Bible will even tell you what to pray when you don't have the words. Because it's so much deeper than people realize. And yes, having a relationship with the Lord is great. Your own personal relationship. But you need that Bible. You need to read it. You need to know it. You got to get in that thing. It's really how I feel. So yeah. Ephesians 6, 10 through 18. That's what I would encourage you to, you know, it tells you what you need to do. And so that was my point. Oh, Lord, I'm all over the place. But that was my point. Like, being a God girl or a God guy, a God woman, a God man, when you live for God, when you live for Jesus, your life is easier, but the path is not easy. You have the tools to make your life easy, but it's not an easy feat. It's not an easy thing to do. It's just like becoming a doctor. You become a doctor, yeah, you're going to have all these luxuries. Your bills will be paid. You'll have a good life, but nobody's going to tell you becoming a doctor is easy. Nobody's going to tell you being a doctor is easy. It affords you a wonderful life. And that's being in God affords you a wonderful life. But it requires work. You got to do that thing. You got to do it right. So, yeah. That's just my truth. I'm ready to go to bed. Got to get up for church in the morning. So, I'm going to wrap it up. That's what I had to say. I don't know what this episode would be called, really. I just didn't want to flake. I'm committed to For God Girls. I'm committed. Matter of fact, that's what the episode's going to be called. I'm committed. I'm committed to God. I'm committed to Jesus. I'm committed to myself. And I'm committed to For God Girls. I'm committed to doing this work that I said I was going to do this year. And I'm committed. And I want you to commit to something. And commit to being better. Commit to whatever it is you need to commit to this week. Commit to it and give it your very best. And if you can't give it your very, if you don't meet the goal you set, give yourself grace, but get back on that train and try again the next day. So that's what I have for y'all this week. I hope you enjoy. Please share the podcast with someone. Please rate it on whatever app you use. But yes, please share this with someone. Please, 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 please share it and rate it if you can. I love you all. I pray that you have a wonderful, wonderful week, and I'll see you guys soon.